Friends, how'd you feel today?
Pretty good. Really. I think they're going to be all right. I think they're going to be
Do you think you'd be able to take what you learned this year, because it makes it a really good start for some unfortunate ones, and kind of make it more consistent, like, going into next year?
Yeah, I mean, I really do. There's been a couple that have been just really bad with my partner. I think that's some of them that have been bad, but I think, you know, bounce here and bounce there, and instead of, you know, 5, 6, 7, it's, you know, sick and gritty.
How can you try to build that consistency in the offseason a little bit?
I don't know how much you can do in the offseason, and I think it's kind of standard mode to keep making starts and try to keep the leader in the game and give them a chance to let it. So, and as far as the offseason goes, I'm not sure that I think it's kind of something that they still have time more in the game than they do.
As a guy who made the All-Star team in the first half season, had a really great first half, what do you see in Walter? What advice can you give him?
I was looking last year at what I learned. They always kind of had, like obviously, the players around that. It's very, very good. There were pitches that I thought were pretty dang good. I felt like they never really would start and then not as good as the same part of stuff. But this year, I haven't been down there in terms of it. The times that I did, it's still like, you know, just kind of starting to clean things up and just in the zone a lot more, not just doing some like execute pitches. And so I think kind of what he's done with the cutter and the slider and the curveball to kind of bridge the gap in his play, I think, has been really, really good. So I think he's got a really bad teacher and he works really hard. He's always been about this stuff. So I think this guy's a little bit
much. And looking forward to seeing Sale pitch this week and what can his presence do just to kind of help the other rotation guys get the groove.
I mean, yeah, I think it helps us, and I think it helps us a lot of the kids, right? We kind of have that to take that, either, you know, back to, you know, do their bad, doing this and stuff, but good, but it doesn't matter. So, maybe we'll have to have him back. So, it's really
good. When you start to say the results don't reflect how well I've pitched, is that something you pick up during the start of the portfolio, or does that go back to the field that pitch there?
Kind of both. I mean, obviously, there's going to be times the expectations will still get beat. But I think the ones that suffer, the ones that you can beat, but it's a job with good six ball or ball that ends up falling, just kind of wrap between the outfielders or hits the foul line and stuff like that. It's kind of frustrating. But you can kind of tell them at the start. But I think there's been times where I've made some good pitches this year, just straight up got beat on them. And as part of it, and then there's times where kind of had some unfortunate luck. So, you know, they have just got to keep making them and then look at it.
Firstly, talk about his growth and confidence from last year to this year. As someone that was with him last season, when's the moment that you noticed that pitching him?
I think that he got very consistent with, like, focusing on what he could control last year. I think it turned out for him last year. You know, everybody's trying to tell him, do this and do that and do this. And I think he kind of probably just said, you know, I know who I want to be as a pitcher and I know who I am. Just kind of looking to the goal plan for the bat and kept moving forward and recognizing what I'm doing this year. It's been